Welcome to the Love and Logic Show with Dr. Charles Fay, brought to you by America's Parenting Experts.
This show is copyrighted by the Love and Logic Institute, Inc., all rights reserved.
From Studio 2B in beautiful downtown Golden, Colorado, please welcome the Doctor of Love and Logic, Dr. Charles Fay.
How do we protect our kids from today's world? That's the question for the day. How do we protect our kids so that they have a fighting chance of surviving out there when they're having to make these kind of difficult decisions? Thanks for joining us today. And the answer to that question is we better resist the urge to protect them too much.
Yeah, oh, there went my answer. I was going to say, don't let him out of the house.
You know, the irony about all of this is the harder we try to protect our kids from the world, the greater the odds they will that they will get sucked into making bad decisions. You know, I think about the wise people. And I think most people, and I'm going to say most, agree that it's wise to vaccinate our kids against these more serious childhood diseases. And when I'm talking about vaccinations, we all know that vaccinations work by exposing the person to a small, manageable amount of the toxin or disease so that the body can develop antibodies. And today we're talking about how do we create a social vaccination program for our kids so that they will have the types of thinking antibodies that will help them resist the toxins, the social diseases that are out there that they are going to encounter. I'm here with Tom Spencer, our producer, and also co-host Monica. How are you guys today?
Doing great.
Oh, doing good.
You know, do we know anybody who overprotects their kids?
Oh, yeah.
Are you getting personal?
I wasn't making any implications here.
The look.
But I can think of some people right now that, you know, they step in every single time their kids encounter any sort of a challenge or have any kind of decision they have to make. And they tell the kid exactly what to do. And, you know, it's kind of like the kid has a little extra money. And so they tell him how to spend it. Or the kid is working on an assignment for school. You know, I'm thinking about the science fair project fiasco. Tom, have you ever been to an elementary school science fair?
Yeah.
You know, I always freak out when I go to those things and see projects that look like they were actually created by children.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I know multiple people who where the kid, you know, he wants to watch The Simpsons or something else on TV. And instead of doing their project. And so the parents have no control over the home, and the kid goes ahead and makes that mistake. And what do the parents do? Well, they don't want the kid to be embarrassed at the science fair.
So well, I think a lot of that is the parent doesn't want to be embarrassed at the science fair.
And so they make the kid the obligatory elementary school science fair volcano project, right? again, so we have a kid who is becoming less and less prepared for success in the world. And then that happens in two ways, really. There's two ways that parents fail to vaccinate their kids for success in life. And one way is that they don't let their kids make mistakes. And these are the micromanaging parents, and they typically have houses and you know, the where the lawn has not a single blade of grass out of place. And they always make sure you have a coaster underneath your drink.
I'm looking. Now you're getting personal.
and they like vacuum like six times a day, right? Oh. But you know, they have that a little bit more of an, I'll put it, organized personality.
Thank you.
Yeah. And they do tend to micromanage their kids and make sure their kids don't make any mistakes. And they do it out of great love.
Yeah.
And I know somebody is listening to the show right now out there and getting upset because they're that kind of a person. I mean, somebody besides co-host Monica. there's kids out there that have no opportunities to think and to make bad decisions. And now there's a second way that we fail to vaccinate our kids against the social ills that they're going to encounter. And the second way is we let them make mistakes, but then we bail them out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we see that day in and day out. You know, that's the parent who does the science fair project. That's that's the parent who whose kid swears at the coach. And then the parent shows up and swears at the coach to put the kid back on the team. You know,
where they learn that.
So we have a kid who's making plenty of mistakes, but they have come to believe that you can hang out and make really bad decisions and there won't be any consequences. So either way, we're going to create kids that are just ill equipped to be successful in life. And, you know, Miss Monica's a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And how easy is it to vaccinate your kids?
It's not easy.
Why?
Well, because you love them and you don't want them to make mistakes.
You don't want your kids to make mistakes.
Right.
And you love them.
Right.
And you know, do you ever find yourself grappling between, you know, with this whole idea of what's happening right now and what's going to happen in the future? And weighing that out, kind of like, gosh, it would be a lot easier for me to protect right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And
it does go even to when they're infants. I think about just even watching them struggle with a toy and trying to find out how to make it work. And I know that's not a mistake, but it's you want to show them how to do it the right way. So it's putting the block in the right place on the cookie jar, or you want to be right there to show them. I see it as showing them the right way to do something, which is usually my way.
But I think you hit on something really big, and that is that for kids to be prepared for life and to be vaccinated, they need to be able to do a lot of these things on their own with very little guidance from us.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to step back and let our kids figure out that a square block will not go in a round hole.
Some of us are still trying to figure that out.
Well, I know. You know, there's a lot of politicians.
But now we have access to tools.
Yes, a bigger hammer. But so being able to step back and, you know, it's like when kids are learning to tie their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easier to tie it for them or get Velcro.
Mm-hmm.
And Velcro lovers and producers of this world, please do not be offended. I love Velcro, but kids need to learn how to tie their shoes, and too many parents just do it for them.
It's the struggle, then the frustration, then getting back to it, and then it's that look of, and I often hear your dad say, it's that look of, oh, I did it. When they finally get to the end and they see that they've done it, it's like just that look is just something that says, I can do this.
Yeah, you know, there's no greater gift that we can give our kids than the knowledge that they have what it takes to figure out life when life gets hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's think about this. Parents out there, and pay attention to this part of the show, okay? well, it's important. We're stealing from our kids every single time we do things for them that they could do for themselves or figure out problems that they can figure out on their own. And there is no greater gift than to give people the knowledge that they have what it takes to make it through life when life gets hard.
Which is often.
Yeah.
Life's not easy.
Really? I've noticed that. So it is like having this little insurance policy in your head that says, you know, no matter how bad things get, I am going to be okay. What a wonderful feeling. We can give that to our kids if we allow them to encounter enough challenges and problems in small, manageable pieces. It's kind of like the parent who knows that when the kid has a hard teacher, that's a gift. You know, in fact, every kid should have at least one teacher who's kind of cold. Yeah, so they learn how to deal with cold people in the future. And they should have one teacher who's just a little bit codependent so they can figure out how to deal with overly enabling people. And then they also need one teacher who is just a little borderline neurotic so that they can learn how to deal with neurotic people. And and someday they need a teacher when they're older that's a little borderline psychotic so they can learn how to deal with people who have an alternate view of reality. And maybe, just maybe, as they're older and big and strong and able to protect themselves, they ought to have at least one sociopathic teacher so that they can learn how to deal with dangerous people. But too often we get the kid put in another teacher's room and we steal that opportunity. It's just one example. When we get back, we're going to talk about ADHD. We have a mom on the line, and those kids are good at vaccinating themselves by making mistakes. We'll be right back.
If you want solutions, pick up the phone and dial 888-303-2207.
Don't touch that dial. The doctor will be right back.